This is the Composer's Datebook for February 28th. I'm John Zeck. Maurice Ravel's orchestral suite Le Tombeau de Couperin was premiered in Paris on this day in 1920. It started out as a suite of solo piano pieces intended as a tribute to the great French Baroque composer François Couperin, or as Ravel wrote, not so much to Couperin himself as the 18th century French music in general. Although the French word tombeau translates literally as tomb, it also signifies a musical piece paying tribute to a past master, in the English sense of in memoriam. As it turned out, Ravel's piece would become a memorial not only to Couperin, but to seven of his friends killed during World War I. His original work on the piece began in 1914, but was interrupted by his service as an ambulance driver during the war. He returned to it after being discharged in 1917, each movement dedicated to a friend or two killed in battle. Although the tombeau as a musical form has been pretty much of a French thing, an American composer of our own time, Michael Dougherty, has used the idea as well, but with less gravitas. His Tombeau de Liberace makes reference to the late pianist and showman, an icon of 20th century American pop culture. Dougherty says, "Starting from the vernacular idiom, I have composed Le Tombeau de Liberace as a meditation on the American sublime, a lexicon of forbidden music. It is a piano concertino in four movements, each creating a distinct Liberace atmosphere." For more on Ravel, Dougherty, and other musical tributes, both solemn and silly, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.